A church leader is preparing to facilitate a gratitude discernment session. 10 people will attend. Some are mature believers. Some are new Christians. One is grieving. Another is skeptical. A couple is quietly struggling. How should the leader begin? A good gratitude discernment session has 4 movements: opening, guiding, protecting, and closing. First, open with clarity. The leader might say, "Tonight, we are practicing Christian gratitude discernment. We are not pretending life is easy. We are learning to notice God's grace while telling the truth about our lives." Psalm 177:1 says, "Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever." Thanksgiving is rooted in God's character, not in pretending every circumstance feels good. Second, guide with thoughtful questions. Use the grace and truth discernment map gently. Ask, what grace did you notice this week? What pain should not be ignored? What thought may need renewal? What is one faithful next step? Third, protect the space. The leader should remind the group, share only what you are comfortable sharing. Do not pressure others. Keep confidentiality unless safety requires help. We are not here to fix each other. Ministry Sciences confirms that safe learning environments need clear expectations, boundaries, and meaningful participation. Adult learners engage better when they know the purpose, the limits, and the next step. But the gospel gives the deeper foundation. We protect the space because Christ receives people with grace and truth. We do not shame the weak. We do not rush the grieving. We do not expose the vulnerable for the sake of a lesson. Fourth, close with hope. The leader might say, what is one grace you can carry from this conversation? Then close with prayer, scripture, or quiet reflection, depending on the setting and consent. What helps? A clear opening, simple questions, role clarity, safety reminders, and a hopeful closing. What harms? Overteaching, oversharing, forced vulnerability, careless confidentiality, or ending without a next step. A gratitude discernment session should leave people steadier, not more exposed. The goal is not to make everyone talk. The goal is to help each person see life before God with more truth, more grace, more wisdom, and more hope.